Among the many retrospective lists that aim to quantify what happened last year, the one compiled by Lawyers Weekly USA documents one of the more dramatic trends of our times. Lawyers Weekly USA compiles the top 10 verdicts of the year. That's the top 10 verdicts as in how much. Tom Harrison is publisher of Lawyers Weekly USA, which bills itself as the national newspaper for small firm lawyers. Mr. Harrison, how much?
Well, the top 10 verdicts last year, all 10 of them were more than $100 million. The average was more than $250 million. And what's interesting about the Lawyers Weekly USA survey is that these are not class actions. These are not litigation between huge corporations. These are 10 awards to individuals or families, each of which was more than $100 million.
But actually, this is the first time, I gather, that you've seen the number go down from one year to the next in recent years.
That's what's astonishing. The awards this year totaled $2.6 billion. The awards last year totaled about $9 billion. That included the $4.9 billion award in California for the Chevy Malibu fire. So it may be that that was a watershed, that we've seen them actually, although they are eye-poppingly large this year, they're actually coming down a little bit.
Well, tell us about the champion, number one, biggest verdict of the year 2000.
The number one verdict to an individual was Anna Nicole Smith, who won $474.7 million out of the estate of her late husband. She was our number one winner.
And she was involved in litigation that involved her husband, much her senior, the children of his first marriage, vying with her for the estate.
Exactly.
Now, while that amount of money is colossal, the issue at stake seems to be a pretty old one. Are there any of the top 10 awards that seem to be dealing with novel kinds of law or novel kinds of judgments?
If you were to go back 10 years, all of the top 10 verdicts would be products liability, medical malpractice, personal injury negligence cases. They're bad products, bad doctors, and bad drivers, and that was it. This year, we're seeing all kinds of interesting things. Two of the awards were against the Republic of Iran for independent acts of terrorism. One of them was brought under a brand new law, now in 14 states, that allows you to sue a drug dealer and collect your damages from every drug dealer in the community. There are a couple cases involving child molestation. This has never come up before in our top 10 list. A lot of social issues. There are a lot of ways in which jurors are feeling empowered, and judges in some cases, to reach out and address a larger social issue, not just compensate an individual plaintiff or even punish a specific defendant, but really address a large issue like terrorism or the drug problem.
Can you describe that case that involved the drug dealer and how someone might collect from all of the drug dealers in a community, which seems an odd use of community, but how would you do that?
About 20 years ago, there were a number of lawsuits brought over generic drugs that cause birth defects. And the problem is the plaintiffs weren't able to identify the manufacturer of the drugs because the manufacturer was unknown. It was a generic product. So some courts came up with an idea called market share liability. What this means is you can sue all the makers of the drug and collect from each one in proportion to its share of the market. Now, what these new laws in 14 states do is they apply that to drug dealers, criminal drug dealers. They say if you are injured by one drug dealer, you can go after them and collect from all the drug dealers in the area that sold that drug in proportion to their share of the quote-unquote market. It's a fascinating application of personal injury law to, in effect, a criminal situation.
Now, apart from the number one verdict awarded Anna Nicole Smith, where we know that her deceased husband had all of that money in his estate, how many of these other verdicts are actually likely to result in the plaintiff receiving that amount of money? Or is it an amount that simply either isn't there or it'll be knocked down at some point on appeal?
It varies a great deal, but what we find is that these very large verdicts tend to be reduced quite a bit. They're often reduced by the trial judge, or they're reduced on appeal, or they settle. Three of our top 10 cases this year have already settled, all of them for undisclosed amounts, so we don't know how much was actually collected, but presumably something less than the amount of the verdict.
Well, Tom Harrison, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Harrison is the publisher of Lawyers Weekly USA, which compiles a list of the top 10 verdicts of the year. He spoke to us from member station WBUR in Boston.